Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Savior. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, wonderful Lord, wonderful Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Wonderful Savior, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Savior.
Let's sing number 324. 324 in our hymn book.
Deeper and deeper I go into the love of Jesus, the will of Jesus, the cross of Jesus. Hallelujah. Number 324 in the hymn book.
Into the heart of Jesus, deeper and deeper I go, seeking to know the reason why He should love me so, why He should stoop to lift me up from the miry clay. Thank you.
Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Oh, how you love. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, praise God. I am weak, but thou art strong. A closer walk with you. Wonderful Lord, wonderful Lord. Hallelujah. Draw me nearer. Draw us nearer, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, set us in, Jesus, to your presence more perfectly, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I've said it a number of times, but you know, the desire that we feel for Jesus is really an expression of his desire for us. We wouldn't have a desire for Jesus if he didn't first love us. And when we sense that longing to get closer to him, that's really his longing over us. We feel it. We feel how much he loves us and how much he wants to draw us near. Hallelujah. We think it's our desire for him, but really it's his desire for us. And we feel that. Hallelujah. And God has a great desire over us, and he wants us to feel that, and he wants us to desire him so ever so greatly. Praise God. We need a hunger for God. That's one of the problems in the churches. People don't hunger after God the way he hungers after us. They haven't awakened to the fact that Jesus is interested in us, and he wants us to come close to him, and he wants us to walk with him all the time. But when God begins to make that real to us, then we find this drawing of the Holy Ghost that brings us to prayer, brings us to our knees, gets us into the Word of God, and makes us take time to wait on God so that He can accomplish that in us. You know, David in Psalm 8 said, "What is man that thou art mindful of him?" Remember that? He said, "I'm looking at the heavens and the stars." One thing I like about Pilgrim Camp is that there are stars here. We don't have stars in this city. Well, I guess they're there, but we don't see them too often. But here at Pilgrim Camp, you ever notice how brilliant and what a beautiful sky at night. And David, it says he looked at the stars and these wonderful things that God has made, so tremendous. And then he just was overwhelmed with the thought, what is man that you are mindful of him? Why are you concerned about us? You're such a tremendous God. You've created these tremendous things, and here we are, and you're so interested in man and so taken up with us. And you come and visit us. Hallelujah. Maybe David didn't. He was talking about a different visitation, but well, that certainly makes us to think of how God himself came down from heaven to walk upon this earth and to visit us for a time. Hallelujah. But oh, how he often comes and visits us during the day by his Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And so David was just overwhelmed with that thought. God loves me so much. And he wants me. He wants me for himself. And he couldn't take that in, hardly. You know, Job said something very similar. Job also said, "What is man that thou art mindful of him?" But it was a little different emphasis. Why are you picking a fight with me? You're so big, and I'm so puny. What's in it for you? You know, big people like to pick on little people, I notice, right? Shouldn't be that way. I remember, I think I was listening to James Dobson on Focus on the Family when he was leading that organization. A story about a big, big, strong guy. And he used to pick on people. And then somehow someone told him, he said, "You know, the reason God made you big and strong is not to pick on people, but to protect them. That's your gift. God has given that to you. You are a defender of the weak. You are to protect those that can't care for themselves." And when he got that light, I hope it was a he. It could have been a she, but I think it was a he. When he got that understanding, oh, this is a gift that God has given me to bless others, and began to use it the way God wanted him to use it, oh, God began to make him a blessing, and so many people appreciated him, and it really was a wonderful thing that he found his place in the will of God. Praise God. But you know, God, it says here that he's a big God. And Job couldn't understand why God was testing him the way he was. Why are you picking a fight with me? What did I do? Why are you taking things away from me? Why is life so difficult for me? It seems like the heavens are brass when I pray. What's that all about? Well, Job found out that God had a purpose in that too. Because he loved us so much, and because he wanted to bring us into closer fellowship with himself, that he took time to deal with us about the things in our lives that hinder us from breaking through into that glorious fellowship that he so longs for. And so, yes, God loves you so much that he wants to have fellowship with you. He loves you so much that he'll even interfere with your life. He'll mess with you. And it's because he loves you. Aren't you glad that God doesn't let you go your own way and continue doing your own thing when he has something so much better for you? I'm glad for that. I'm glad for every time the Lord went after me and the Lord closed doors in my face. I look back at some of those doors. If I would have gone through them, I would have been sorry about that. But you know, God, in little details of my life, he's all involved. He's all involved. And we need to recognize that. And it's always because he has a loving purpose he wants to fulfill in us. Praise God. And so, I don't know what you're going through tonight and what's happening in your life, but maybe God is working something very precious in your life. And if you'll just recognize that and say, Lord, teach me. What are you wanting to accomplish? Help me to respond. Help me to learn my lesson. Oh God, help me not to complain, but rather to praise you and thank you and believe that you will work all things together for good. Hallelujah. Maybe we'd get a lot further that way. And then some of the things that we're not thankful for, we'd become thankful for, because we see that God's hand was in it all for our good. Praise God. Oh, just a closer walk with thee. Lord, you really want me to come closer to you? You want me to come closer to you? That's why you brought me to Pilgrim Camp? Hallelujah. It's time for me to come closer? Well then, Lord, I say yes to you. Lord, whatever it takes, whatever you have to show me, whatever you have to change in my life, Lord, I pray you'll do it. We all ought to pray that way tonight and in these days while you're at camp. Oh God, whatever it takes, bring me closer to you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray that you will help us to recognize that you have a great thirst. Jesus, you're desiring that we give ourselves fully to you, that your heart is yearning for fellowship with us. And Lord, you're not satisfied until we're perfectly united to Christ, living in your presence, walking in perfect fellowship with you. And Lord, we pray that you'll cause us not to be satisfied either. Lord, cause that hunger and that thirst to grip our hearts in a new way. And Jesus, I pray that you'll help us to yield ourselves. When we feel the Holy Spirit tugging upon our hearts, don't let us ignore that. But Jesus, help us to find time to get alone with you and to say, yes, Lord, yes, I do want to come closer. Yes, I do give myself to you, Jesus. Come and fill me, Lord, and draw me, Jesus. Set me into that place in you. Hallelujah. And Lord, we know that you will be faithful to continue that. Even when we go home, that you'll continue to draw us. Help us, Lord, to find a way back at home in our busy schedule and with all the distractions. Oh God, help us to make a way for us, Lord, to keep seeking Jesus and walking with him. Hallelujah. We ask it in Jesus' name. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. My family has a song we're going to sing. It's very rare that my whole family is together. And so we're going to sing a song for the glory of God. I trust it will be a blessing to you. Why don't you all come up here? Brother Paul's going to play for us. Okay. Natalie, Bethany, Kenny, Lily, and me. I'm here. sing the chorus with us?
Sing
that the only place you can find any rest is to get your eyes on Jesus and keep them there. Hallelujah. Oh, we look away from our trial, look away from ourselves, and we look unto Jesus. And oh, that's the only way we can get peace. It's His peace. Passes all understanding. Hallelujah. It keeps our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Oh, praise God. Oh, won't you do that for us, Lord Jesus, tonight? God, so fill our vision, so enable us to see you, Jesus, that your light just eclipses every other concern, and that we are filled with the confidence that you are on the throne. You are always working. You are mindful of our need, and you are undertaking as you see best for your glory and for our good. Oh, thank you, Lord. Grant us that grace tonight, we pray, Jesus. We reach out to you, we worship you, and we thank you, Lord, that you're working to this end. Praise God. Hallelujah. Wonderful Jesus. Wonderful Lord, wonderful Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I don't think we praised Him enough yet. Let's, hallelujah, give Him the praise that He is worthy of. Hallelujah. Oh, anoint us, Holy Spirit, bring us into liberty. Hallelujah, and worship. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In the book, 365. Praise God. Let's begin with the second verse this time.
You to do. Say what he wants you to say, all for the glory of God. Alleluia. Oh, let's encourage one another tonight. Alleluia. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus. Wonderful Lord, wonderful Lord. Wonderful Lord. Hallelujah. That's what God's giving tonight. Tells us to be still, it's so that he can show us that he is God. Hallelujah. Be still and let me get out of my way. Stop interfering. Just give it all to me completely. And let me show you what I can do. I'll show you what God can do when we put our trust in him. Oh, hallelujah. God, we'd like to bring that rest of faith into each of our hearts. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Hallelujah. Try so hard to reach out and get God's blessing, to get the answers to prayer. And we get under such a strain and it becomes such a burden. And God says, I want you to rest in me. Believe that I love you. Believe that I'm able to do it. Believe that it's in my plan. That I have a time and I have a way. And hallelujah. Just believe me and rest. Wait. Surely I'll come. And you won't be disappointed. Oh, Holy Spirit, won't you bring us into that rest? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The rest of trust. Confidence in Jesus. Hallelujah. I think we have a song in our book entitled, Oh, What Wonderful, Wonderful Rest. That might not be the title, but I think Brother Paul knows where it is. Sweet is my refuge. Is that in our book? It's not in the swipe, but... Well, we can sing that one too. That's a good one, Brother Tom. Safe is my refuge, sweet is my rest. It's in neither of our books. Wow. I'm losing my peace over this, you know? So let's sing, Jesus, I am resting, resting. Thank you. Number 8, okay. In the white book, let's stand together while we sing. Number 8 in the white, okay.
Jesus.